We're at the Nebraska Ag Classic Conference being held in Grand Island this week, and we're going to talk with Jan Miller, who is from Belden, Nebraska. And Jan is the president-elect of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. And Jan, you're also involved in some of the commodity groups as well? Or?
Yes, Ken. I'm a member of the Nebraska Soybean Association and also the Nebraska Corn Growers. So I come down here to Grand Island to these annual meetings also, and I'm very involved in the pork board too.
So your operation, I mean, you're kind of the typical farmer with livestock and crops.
Yes, we are. We raise corn, soybeans, and Jim and I have a farrow to finish operation.
Jan, as you're well aware, last week Nebraska Farmers Union had their annual meeting, and they announced a new project in cooperation with the Humane Society of the United States. They're calling Farm to Fitness, where they're going to distribute what they call humanely raised meat products to health and fitness centers in Lincoln and Omaha to start with. And you were telling me that has some concerns for you.
Well, Ken, while the concept of working with through the health and fitness centers to show people that pork is a healthy product is a wonderful concept, but the frustration that we have as pork producers in as a whole is that no matter how your pork is raised, it's a healthy product. We've just got the American Heart Association seal of approval on our pork tenderloin. And that's from all pork producers. It's not just from a select few.
So you market to a packer, I mean, in your own operation?
Yes, I do. I market to a large packer. And my pork is locally raised, but just because of the logistics of where I'm at and up in Northeast Nebraska, I can't sell to individual consumers like other people can. And I feel insulted when a small producer says that my pork isn't locally raised because I market through the packer.
The other issue for some people is the word humane. Different people have different definitions of that. What is humane and what is not?
All pork producers raise their animals with the We Care initiative, and that is that we care about our environment, we care about our animals, we care about our communities. Every pork producer is striving to produce the best product that he can using the facilities and the science that is available to them. If we are going to produce enough food for the world's population and the United States population at a reasonable cost, we need to use these efficiencies to the best of our abilities. Every operation is unique, and every operation does their job to the best possible level. I know in our operation that if I had gestation stalls, I would probably be more efficient as on to the number of pigs produced from our farm. But in our operation, what we do works for us.
What do you do in your operation?
We're a farrow to finish operation. I have 150 sows. We have a hoop barn that the sows are kept in, and they're kept in group pens and fed individually in stalls, so they're locked in when they're being fed but turned back into their pens. We see a lot of aggression and the fighting that it would be a lot harder to manage with a bigger groups of sows. So I would much rather be in a gestation stall situation where I can individually care for each sow every day versus watching them in a group.
You were happy with where you're at size-wise then?
Yeah, we're happy where we're at size-wise. With us having also corn and soybeans, there's only so many hours in a day, and this is the size of operation that works for us. Perhaps in the future, if we have a son come back or something like that changes, then we would first possibly look at changing our operation some.
But what I hear you saying is, you know, even though you're not using gestation stalls, you're more open pen, I mean, everybody should have the option of doing what they want to do.
Definitely. If I will stand on it for gestation stalls to the end, because I know our proficiencies would be so much better if we had that ability to monitor those sows individually like you do with a gestation stall operation. It just has never worked into our own personal situation, and that's okay. And everybody has their own way of raising hogs, and it just what works for you as a producer. But you should not push your way of raising livestock onto other producers. we shouldn't expect as producers that everyone has to raise livestock the same way. Pork production is unique. There's several different methods that can be used, and each method has its advantages and disadvantages.